Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the Zoom studio by comedian Danny Ward.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Danny.
It's interesting that you introduce me as comedian Danny Ward, isn't it?
I do that every time.
Yeah. Well, it's I'm working on a line about that.
Are you?
Yeah. In as much as, you know, you call yourself a comedian, one will call oneself a comedian, yeah?
Yeah.
But then, of course, it's the only people who call McDonald's a restaurant is McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
So just because you call yourself a comedian doesn't ipso facto mean you are one.
But what happens if someone else is calling you a comedian?
Well, I suppose actually you're right. That's, good point.
It's really funny. When I started comedy...
Yeah.
I used to really tell everyone I was a comedian. And realistically, I wasn't really a comedian at that point, doing 5 minutes and rarely having a good gig. But I was so kind of new to this underground world of comedy. I was like, yeah, I'm a comedian. But that's essentially, that means anyone that could goes and does an open mic gig is a comedian.
Well, this is it, Mark. You could get off the stage, call yourself a musician, couldn't you? You know, by that token, you don't need to be able to strum a guitar, but by being on a stage with a guitar, it's definitely a show don't tell issue, isn't it? That one hopes that
And then hopefully other people will call you on, and then that's confirmation.
Yes.
So Danny, we're on Zoom because you have only gone. Well, you're recovered now. Pretty much, right? But you've had bloody COVID.
Second time round the block. It was very mild, as indeed it should be, because, of course, I've had two shots of AstraZeneca. I had a Pfizer top-up. I even had my flu shot in...
And you had COVID at the same time as you had your jab.
You jumped all over that, Mark.
Oh, no. Keep going.
Did it skip, or did you just not realise I was doing a bit?
I'll be honest, I just thought we were having a conversation.
Well, I'll do it again.
I'm going to leave all this in because I want everyone to know you're doing a bit. Because they'll know now.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
I had COVID for the second time, but it was very mild because I'd had two shots of AstraZeneca, a Pfizer top-up. I even had my flu shot in Asda.
So obviously that was funny, Danny. But for the podcast,
no one can see that.
No one can see that.
And actually, and you tap yourself on the bum.
Yeah.
It's a nice little bit that, but of course it's going to go out of. Do the youngsters know about that? I don't still know
Asda
advert.
I don't think so.
I don't know if they still do the tapping on the bum bit.
I don't think youngsters are watching adverts, Danny.
Right, what, never or just...
Well, no, they're not watching telly, are they?
Yeah, but adverts don't just go on television, Mark. I don't know how to tell you this.
Name where they are.
TikTok?
Never seen an Asda advert on TikTok.
Oh, well, you see, they know that they're not going to give Mark Simmons that. You probably see an Asda advert. You probably only see like Waitrose, Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, right.
H&M.
H&M.
Range Rover. should have said Skoda then. Should have said Skoda.
Yeah, for the comic twist. That's what we're here for, Danny.
For the fact that they're the best cars.
Because you have a Skoda.
Yeah.
Oh, so James, so you weren't doing it for the comic twist. You're just backing yourself.
Very red-faced.
You are, Danny. What have you been doing?
Today, well, I've been recuperating, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because this is your first day allowed out.
Yeah, properly. I went out for... Well, no, there is no allowed in anymore.
You did the honourable thing, though, and stayed away.
I did the honourable thing, kept my head down while I was, you know, while I had this... It was just a sore throat, basically. Very, very sore throat, like swallowing glass. But in fact, what I found the best for it was were those fruit pastel ice lollies.
Oh, beautiful. Can we tell everyone about what I saw you do once in Edinburgh at 2 a.m?
I got absolutely no idea what you're going to say, so go on.
We always stay together. We're in this.
Oh, yeah.
Posh halls of residence. And it was like 2 a.m. And Danny had been in bed. I'd say he'd been in his room, as in gone to bed, for a couple of hours. And I was just sitting in the front room, in sort of the dining bit. And he comes out. Walks to the freezer, 2 a.m. He gets himself a fruit pastel lolly and a Calippo.
I think it would probably be a Twister if I had to.
And a Twister, both of them at 2 a.m. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
That's because I was having. there's that pizza place. I think I was probably thirsty as much as anything. There's that pizza place where we stay, which it's addictive. Because I keep going there, despite the fact that the thirst levels that pizza creates, yeah, I don't think they can be legal. The amount of salt content can't be legal.
There's a lot of talk about Edinburgh at the moment. There's lots of controversy this year, Danny.
Yeah, well, not having an app seems a bit gormless, doesn't it, really, for the world's largest art festival. I mean, I don't know that much about apps. I don't know what they cost. But I mean,
the Free Fringe and the Free Festival have both got apps.
Well, that again, there's two very good points. But the thing is, they create an app for Glastonbury, right? And it's like a week long. This is a month long festival.
Yeah.
And I did read somewhere they claimed we didn't make it this year because only 7% of people used it. But as Joe Roundtree said to me actually on Friday, he goes, yeah, but that's 7% of 1 million people, so it's still probably worthwhile. Well, also the argument, Marky, of course, is that it does serve people who haven't made their decisions about what shows they're going to go to, i.e. the free shows. And that is also another conspiracy theory, isn't it? It's helping out free shows more than it is paid shows, because the chances are you're going to go pay £25-30 for a ticket. You're going to buy those in advance, destination, yada, yada. But if you're looking around for something to do, then you pull the app out. Oh, there's Danny Ward. He's doing a show at 3:45 at the Banshee Labyrinth. It's called You Get What You Pay For. It's his seventh solo show. It's going to be really, really good. We'll go to that.
What does mine say?
I think something about the Liquid Room sometime around 1 o'clock.
1:45, yeah. It's called Quip Off The Mark.
Because you'll finish that and then you'll be able to come and watch my show, won't you? But
you can do the Jokes with Mark Simmons podcast. What would you call that, Danny? If it was in wrestling terms, it'd be when you continue to the next one.
Hot tag?
No. A gauntlet.
Oh, a gauntlet. Oh, okay, got you. Oh, yeah. So they could come and see you and then me?
Yeah, all in one. And we'll provide you with stamps. And if you could complete both stamps, Danny will do something for you at that end.
We haven't chatted about this, so... You know, me and Mark, I'm a whore for a bum on a seat. I'll do anything to get him in. Anything to get him in. What was the other thing about? The other thing was, I was going to... There was that Guardian article today, wasn't there, about...
Oh, yeah.
Fringe as well. I was just thinking, all I want to do is as you know, I was working hard on my show today.
You were asleep under a tree for
I did some important filming work in the morning. I did some important filming work in the morning, Mark.
But then you went and slept under a tree for...
Yeah, that's recuperation, mate.
So how's your show coming along, Danny?
Well, I tell you what, after this piece of filming I did this morning, really, really well. Really well. Yeah. I filmed myself jumping out of a box.
You did, yeah. You don't give it away, do you?
Well, I mean, I'll just whet their appetite.
I thought it was good, but normally with my shows, I like to think outside the box.
There we go. I might have that.
You can have that, mate.
Because the show's called You Get What You Pay For, I was wanting to do something about the idea that there's that, you know, when you were a kid and when you bought, you got a present, you always didn't, when you were a baby or a kid, yeah. you always had more fun with the box.
Yeah.
Because basically what happened is I bought a cool box and an inflatable mattress for my camping expedition coming up. And it just came in this huge box. And I thought, I said to you earlier, I instinctively felt that I just had to film myself jumping out of the box. Otherwise, it would be a waste.
But I don't know how you're putting it together, Danny. And I know this isn't what you were going to do, but this is what I thought you might be doing. I think you should be in the box while people come in. I think the box should be on stage.
It's a really good idea. And then
it's hot.
Can I tell you, I was in that box when I filmed it today.
Yeah.
For about 30 seconds. And I had sweat, beads of sweat dripping onto the floor of the box.
So, it's a hot, yeah.
No, it's, I mean, it is 38 degrees or something today. But the point is, it crossed my mind for a millisecond, Mark. And I thought, why would I put myself through that every day?
Yeah, but it's all about the delivery, isn't it?
Yeah, see, that's another one. I should be writing these down, actually, because one thing they will say about my show is that it wouldn't hurt to have more jokes in it. But I think
I think that's what everyone's saying at this point.
I think everyone can say that, though, can't they? You know, with an honesty.
Yeah.
So one was about the thinking outside the box, and then delivery.
Delivery, mate.
All about delivery. I suppose everyone's in that. So I was speaking to Paul McCaffrey quite recently about this. I said, "Oh, how your show going?" Da da da. And he goes, "Oh, it's all right, isn't it? You know, it's only the start of June." And he basically, yeah. I said, "Well, I've been basically doing that all year. Like, oh, it's only the start of February. it's only the start of August." So I mean, that's just. I mean, it's in some ways you would have thought that being away from it for 4 years.
It's only 10 days in.
It only finished last week. I'm just getting it together.
Yeah, it's going to be good, mate. From what I've seen of yours so far.
Well, as you know, I do 47 and a half minutes on the Free Fringe, and I make no apologies for it. And with the amount of videos that I've got loaded this son of a bitch up with, I've only got about 40 more minutes to fill. I am 85% confident of having 25 new minutes. Yeah.
Great.
I'm more than happy to talk shit with the audience for 10. You see where I'm going, Mark? I'll just 5 minutes of old pieces. This job is a good one.
So get yourself there.
3:45, Banshee Labyrinth. You get what you pay for, Chamber Room. And you do get what you pay for. You see, that's
Free
the other.
Fringe.
Very clever. Very, very clever. And you know, I'm doing the poster by hand as well, because that's the idea. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, where is the poster? You're going to post a photo of the poster.
Oh, yeah, of course I am. Put that on Facebook.
And speaking of posters, weirdly, my poster for my tour's just come up on here. It's called Quip Off The Mark. It's the same. Well, it's going to be a little bit different to the show in Edinburgh, but it's more or less going to be the same sort of vibe. And I'm coming to Barton-on-Humber, Leeds, Norwich, Chorley, Bristol, Banbury, Brighton, Oxford, Burnham-on-Sea, Bridport, Sale, Maidstone, Cambridge, Birmingham, Guildford, London, Derby, Leicester, Carlisle, Liverpool and Cardiff. And hot off the press today, I'm coming to Dublin on the 1st of December. They are now available. Link in my bio on my social media at Jokes with Mark or on my website, marksummers.co.uk.
Sorry, mate, jumped over the end of the important bit.
Yeah, I don't mind, Danny, because you are genuinely gutted. I'm gutted.
Because I'll be in Hope Cove down in Devon on the 1st of December. I'm doing a little tour, Totnes, Hope Cove, Plymouth, all the hits. And unfortunately, can't come to Dublin. That's really gutting.
It's going to be fun, I reckon. I've never been to Dublin. I'm really looking forward to it.
Ah, damn it. Damn it to hell. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? Oh, I got another thing I'd like to run past you.
Do you want to do it in the Patreon?
Yeah, love to.
Because I think we've sort of, I think we should get cracking with this week's guest. We have got the brilliant Karen Bailey. It was a lovely chat. Backstage in the secret garden in Chelmsford before we did a gig recently. Danny, got any Karen Bailey stories?
Yeah, well, obviously, Karen Bailey is in the documentary Incognito and a Life and a Death on Stage, which can see up at the Edinburgh Festival in the Big Caves each night.
Is that the story?
No. It's 7:30. 7:30 at the Caves in the big room, August the 4th to the 14th and 25th to the 28th. She is in that. But what I reminded her of is the story she told me, and she tells it a lot on Facebook as well. She's had a bad gig, and this is by her own admission. If she has a bad gig, she spends the money on something that she wouldn't have otherwise have bought. And I remember she told me that years and years and years ago. And I've always quite liked that. You know, obviously the cost of living crisis, you can't be too frivolous.
You can't be banking any money, Daddy.
Suffice to say, like I said, this week I've got a new cool box, a stand-up paddle board, and an inflatable airbed. So how do you reckon my gigs have been going?
I jumped on your joke again. I'm so sorry.
That's what happens, isn't it? That's what happens. I put all this effort in.
Anyway, this is a great chat, so I hope you enjoy it. Here's Karen Bailey.
So let's get cracking, shall we? Because, I mean, I don't know how long it all depends on audience, how long we can go for. Let's get cracking. You've got three beautiful notebooks.
Yeah.
They look old as fuck, and I love that. I
mean, that one's old.
That top one's tatty. But it's because it's, I mean, the other two are a better quality of notebook pad. Which is the oldest?
This is probably the oldest.
You've got some letters in there as well.
I've got a parking fine in there that I've got to sort out.
Oh, no.
The joys of a jobbing comic. Oh. And this has got all sorts of, it's even got dog prints. Look where Bert jumped up.
It's mucky. I like it.
Yeah.
Looks like, I don't know, looks like it's been unearthed.
I am a big notebook fan. Yeah. I've got loads of notebooks at home.
Mm.
But because I live on a boat, I'm trying to condense my notebooks.
Right. Because so you're worried about sinking.
Yeah. So this is my nice notebook, this one here. And what I'm trying to do
You're trying to put all your good stuff.
All my material in here. Look, and I've even written in different colour pens.
I've done the exact same thing as that, but into a Google Doc. So have you gone through all your old notepads and slowly putting the stuff into that one?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I did it with another book and lost it, so I was furious.
Oh.
So this is Mark II.
That's why you need to get some online backup. Take photos of each page, because you'll always have those in your iCloud.
Oh, see, that's so clever. Because you're younger than me, so you're more technical than me. Me logging it in the doomsday book.
But just take a photo. Every page, take a photo, just so you know you've got a copy.
I did lose a notebook once, and I was oh my God, comedy gold in this notebook. And then the theatre found me and sent it back. And I was so chuffed I got it back, and I flicked through it. I went, not really that much comedy gold in it.
That's why they didn't want it.
Probably wasn't even worth the postage, to be honest.
Okay, so in this particular notebook, is that all stuff that works? Or is it just all ideas?
All different ideas. Some stuff that works, some stuff that I've done and haven't done for a while.
Yeah.
And it's in subjects as well. So at the front, I've got all these little headings, page numbers.
Yeah.
And then...
That's very organised.
Yeah,
that's
I'm trying
organized
to be.
Very organised if you're in the 80s.
With my file of facts.
Yeah. I love it. That's so cool. It reminds me of sort of how I'd imagine Bob Monkhouse
sort
of organised his joke books.
Yeah. I've even got a heading called Random Jokes, which didn't fit into a category.
They're random. So when would you use those? Just if something came up?
Yeah. I mean, I've just opened this page and I've got one. This is actually based on a true story. I used to be a member of this amateur theatre, and there was this very old woman there that was very innocent, and she was flashed at in the car park and they caught him and it went to court. And they said, was he in a state of erection? And she said, no, it was a Vauxhall Viva.
That's a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an estate as well.
Yeah. So estate. And I don't think I've ever done it on stage.
So she thought her estate.
she heard a state of erection, and she was very naive, and
that's so funny.
Yeah, no, it was a Vauxhall Viva.
So how many times would you have done that story? So definitely, like, probably the day you heard it, or
probably
the gig after you heard.
You know
it.
What? I might try it tonight.
Yeah, why not?
Shall I?
It'll be a chilled gig tonight, I think.
Yeah, it'll be chilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The state of
and then I'll stare at you if it doesn't work.
No, but did it work when you've tried?
I don't know.
It?
I don't think so. I've got some jokes that I've gone back to some stuff recently. Do you go back to stuff? Do you find stuff that you've written ages ago?
I'm a big believer in that, because I've got so much better at... I understand it all now. Yeah. Whereas in the old days, I had good ideas, but I didn't know how to piece them together.
Because I got a comedian friend of mine, who is quite well known, who I remember saying to him, he couldn't think of anything to write. I said, well, why don't you go through your old notebooks? Mm. And he went, well, I've thrown them away. Oh, I went, why? He said, because they were full. And I was just incredulous. I went, you've just thrown them all away. He went, well, yeah, once they're full, I'll throw them away.
That's,
I'm like,
that's madness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Cause, and also going for old bits can spark new ideas as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's angles, isn't it? Angles are quite hard to come up with. So if you've already got some funny idea angles, you can work off of those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what else is on that bit?
Oh, there's an advert that I saw in a paper. You know, remember those Lonely Hearts adverts people put in?
Yes.
And somebody put, honest, easygoing smoker, works late, non-driver, likes country and western music. And I just put yourself in the shop window, mate. Would like to meet woman with a car and a lighter. Again, that was something that I wrote, but I don't think I've tried it on stage.
Oh, that's funny. So did you add the last line? Is that
I put the last line in.
Yeah, so you've seen the other one.
So I saw the other one. I saw and this was honest, easygoing smoker, works late, non-driver, likes country and western music.
Yeah.
What's
the ideal person for him?
Yeah. Woman with a car and a lighter.
And do you remember doing that?
Don't think I have done it on stage.
Oh, really? So you'll just think of an idea, whack it in there, and
But
before looking at then, would you, if something came up in the gig, where say you're talking about Lonely Hearts or something, would you remember that?
No.
So you'd need to.
That's
the
trouble. My memory, and then sometimes I'll know I've got a joke about something, and I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
Or I get halfway through it, and then I realise I've forgotten the punchline.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know when you do that.
You know what? That hasn't happened many times for me, but I have definitely gone into a bit where I'm like, yes, I've got something on this, and it was probably my first ever set, and then I can't remember the rhythm of it, how it goes. But what I've done in that situation is just stop to go, okay, I'm gonna tell you what's happened here, and they normally find that funny.
But
you don't know what's coming.
Well, I think
next.
They like that though, don't they? I mean, I remember
little peek behind the curtain, isn't it?
Yeah, like coming back from lockdown, I got halfway through a joke and it went wrong, and I went, I've gone wrong. And they went. They just went, do it again.
Yeah.
And I went, well, and there was a woman on the front row. I said, what do you do? She's a secretary. I said, what do you do if you've made a mistake? She says, do it again. So I do it again. So I did it again. And then the audience just stood up and cheered. And I went, now you're just being patronising.
Yeah. And then that would get a laugh.
And that would get a laugh, yeah.
Mm, that's brilliant. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you do new material nights?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Mm.
So what's your process when you go to those? Were you just, do you like to do fresh stuff that you've just written? Or will you go through your notepad?
Yeah, I go through my notepad. So I go through all my notebooks.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you have jokes? Right? You've got, like, it's another, the whole Karen meme at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the stuff in it because I'm a Karen.
Yes.
But what angle do I take?
A Karen. But okay, yeah. Yeah. So you want to take advantage of your name being Karen?
A Karen. Well, that's the thing.
It's almost like it's an angle could be that you're self-conscious that you don't want to be a Karen because that's your name.
Yeah.
So it's things that you find yourself. Situations.
And then I actually found myself because I ordered a washing machine recently and they wouldn't deliver it on my boat.
Right.
So they said health and safety. And I went into Currys and said, can I speak to the manager, please? And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I went, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they said, what's your name? I went, Miss Bailey. I was with my mum and she looked at me and she went, why did you say that?
That's so funny. Yeah. Also, something that I found, because I've, over the years, tried jokes to do with my name.
Mm.
So, like, in my first ever set, and this didn't matter, actually. So, my point was going to be, so sometimes you have to, they don't know, like, I don't think it's a very good joke, but I tried a Primark joke before.
Right.
About prying and Mark.
Yeah.
That's the loose of the joke. But they didn't remember my name. So doing the joke, it doesn't work. Unless
point it out.
Or unless I'm famous and they've all come to see me, they would know.
Mm.
So there's something you have to sort of think about when talk about it. Because I had my first ever set, I had this joke which was about my name Mark, spelt with a K. It's quite surreal. So spelt with a K, not a C. I hate it when people get that confused.
Yeah.
For example, this bloke came up to me the other day, he said, all right, Mark. I was like, what? He went, oh, sorry, Mark. I was like, okay, that's better. Right, so stupid.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a callback later in the set. So once they'd forgotten about that, I'd say about my girlfriend, having sex with my girlfriend, and she would go, oh, Mark. I was like, what? She said, sorry, Mark. I was like, that's better.
Right.
It'd always work really well as a callback.
Yeah.
But with that one, it's okay because I say my name's Mark with a K, so you don't need to rely on them knowing, remembering your name then.
Yeah.
But like with the Primark one, I noticed that it didn't work because I didn't set it up. But if I set it up, it ruins the joke because you're saying Mark
twice. You're waiting for the joke, aren't you?
Yeah, there's too much.
Yeah, because I've got one like that with going to the football West Brom game.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister-in-law mixing up my name. I'm at the football game, West Brom, and we're playing Birmingham City, and I say something like, all the Albion fans are because Karen Brady. And I have to say, my name's Karen Bailey.
Right.
And I say that before, and then I do the joke. And it does work, but...
But if they knew, if they all 100% knew your name first...
Yeah, I wouldn't have to do it.
And the joke would work better, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Because you wouldn't
definitely.
Have to overkill. Yeah, it's annoying, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish I was just more well-known.
So have you tried any of the Karen stuff yet?
I've tried it. It worked
do you establish...
Well. It worked well when I did Leeds Hi-Fi and I was comparing.
That gig keeps coming up.
I know. And... I said, my name's Karen. And all the audience were going, Karen.
Oh, did they?
Karen. Like this.
So that helps even more.
That helps.
Because they think
you're
coming
off of it. I don't have to explain. Yeah.
They think you're coming off of it. They think this is completely ad-libbed.
Yeah.
Which is really
nice. And that worked really well because then I'd kind of got the ideas in my head. And I was like, well, why is it Karen? There's worse names than Karen, like Linda or Jane with a Y.
Oh, yeah.
And if somebody's got, I say if somebody's name's called Jane with a Y... What Janie? And they go, no, it's in the middle. You go, what Jane?
Jane.
And then there's a bit, because on Facebook, there is a Karen Against Karens.
Right.
Facebook page. And you go on there and all these people going, you're beautiful inside and out. Or you're this, that and the other. And it's like, oh yeah, right, piss off. Becky, because none of them are called Karen, so they're all trying to be really nice to Karens. And I'm like, you're not a Karen, fuck off.
Oh, I thought that was starting by people who were Karen reclaiming the name.
No, exactly. That's what you'd expect.
Yeah.
So I went on there.
That's quite nice, actually, an angle of like that. I'm trying to reclaim the name.
Yeah. But all the reasons why we were called Karen, all the people like the woman who called the police on the guy that, asked to put a dog on a leash in America and a
Is
woman
that where
who
it started.
Yeah. But her name was Amy.
So Karen is just a generic name. Isn't that weird? That's happened.
And it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to be an anti-vaxxer as well.
Because you're a Karen.
Yeah, COVID Karen. COVID Karen doesn't wear a mask. It's just like, no. I've always liked the name Karen. I know it's quite old-fashioned, but
nice name.
Nice name.
I don't know if it is old-fashioned, is it?
Well, nobody's called Karen anymore.
There's no Karens in the Bible.
No.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
I expect there are some. I wonder if there's any characters in the Bible that would be a Karen. I don't know the Bible well enough. But that's like a train of thought that you could naturally go to.
Yeah, I could look for other places where Karen might be. I know somebody that was called Karen and she used to call herself Karain.
Just a, really?
just a twat. Karain.
Like, the Quran.
Karain.
So far you haven't really developed it.
No, I've not nailed it. I've got lots of bits of ideas.
Yeah.
And like, you know when you do new material and you record it and you listen to it and you get, and then they're like one bit and they don't like the other. And I'm really hard on myself.
Yeah.
So if I don't get a good laugh on something, it...
Yeah.
And I don't...
It goes into the note.
Yeah.
The notepad
goes into this great big fat notebook that of useless material.
Sees a light of day again. I was just thinking about the Lonely Hearts thing. Could you even do that now? Because is that even a thing anymore?
Well, probably
since
not.
Since dating apps, I don't think it's even a thing. Is
I flick through sometimes and look at some stuff and I go, oh my god, that's so
really
out of date.
Reference, yeah.
You know,
have you got any bits that you really liked and didn't work? Because I've always had bits that I always go back to, and people listeners to the podcast, regular listeners, will know that I've got a joke idea that's had about a million forms about the fact that on a box of wine there's a tap on the bottom and a tap on the bottom,
right? Yeah,
and just tried to make that work and it's never worked, and for some reason audiences just don't make the connection between the two. I don't know whether box wine just isn't common enough
popular,
and do they even think about there being a tap on the bottom of it? So I think that there's just a fundamental issue with it, but
I keep trying
to make it work. It's really annoying me over the years.
Maybe you should just walk on with a box of wine.
Well, you've just added a new version that probably won't work.
Yes, but it's worth a try.
Oh, definitely worth a try, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not nowadays anymore, are you? You know, tap on the, or something. Yeah. It could be tap on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's not allowed anymore, is it? I don't know.
It is. I'm just, there's some things like I did, and I might do it tonight, but it's like, there's a comedian, right? And he won't mind me saying this, Sean Percival.
Oh, yeah. He comes up a lot in this podcast.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
because he's
great. The infamous story,
which everybody knows.
Yeah.
And he's brilliant because he was doing new material at the Rough Works in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And everybody always jokes about how he never does new material. He is such a great writer. So he turns up, right, with all this new stuff. And we're all like, all right, sure.
Oh, my God.
And then I think he did it as a nod to all the comedians that are there.
Right.
So it's the whole... Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So first of all, it was the film.
So much.
Yeah. Then it was the DVD. Yeah. Then it was the
first cinema release.
Blu-ray. And then, so he was at the Glee in Birmingham, and he says, anyway, I was in bargain. And he said there was a DVD in the bargain bucket. And all the comedians at the back went, "Ray!"
That's so funny.
And it was just, we were just laughing at
that. So he knows that this is like a legendary thing.
He's, you know what? The thing was about Sean as well. He sticks to his material. He said, Karen, I used to be a welder.
He's been on
150 quid a week. He's just happy he's still going out and performing. Yeah, and he did all this new material and it was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I should have him on there, actually, if I go up that way.
Yeah, you should.
I should get him to talk about that joke.
Talk about that joke and how it's developed.
Yeah, should do, because he'll know the exact, obviously.
I
don't even know the joke. I've never actually, I don't know if I've ever really registered the joke. I've just know the legend.
The legend of the Indecent Proposal.
So maybe
it's
I'll
just
get
the
him
way
to come
that
on and tell the joke.
Yeah, because I did, right? I had a whole routine about 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, yeah.
And I was quite proud of it. It's quite, you know, it's about a 2-minute piece. And it's got some big laughs in there. And it's like, well, that's done now. That book's gone.
So you did it about the book. You didn't do it about the film.
No.
Could you do a Sean Percival and upgrade it to the film?
I suppose I could.
I was streaming it on Netflix the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I could do. Shall I try it tonight? See what happens.
Just flicking through.
Flicking. I was having a clear out. Oh, I was clearing my books out. That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or rejoined a book club and they've got revisiting old books.
But so well known.
It's Crowbo.
But have you noticed that doing it, it's lost its reaction? Like, for example, I've got some jokes. I had a joke about Zoom.
Yeah.
That was it's a really good joke, I think.
Yeah.
And now, if I do it, gets nothing because it's so far removed from people's minds that it doesn't get anything now.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was a really big hitter. So has it changed since?
Maybe. I mean, I think the jokes are still there because even if you haven't read it,
because you think
reference it so people can know.
Yeah. Because when the book came out, they were very popular. Was it a laughing? Was it? Because I know the films were sort of. It was a bit of a joke.
It was when it came out, it was called Mummy Porn. All these middle-aged women were buying it and raving right. about it like it's the best book ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my angle was, no, it's a pile of shit. I was approached at a gig by this woman who was really angry that I had slated this book because she thought it was amazing.
Right.
And she said, you know, I absolutely love it. I think it's brilliant.
As you do.
As you do. And I went, have you read all three? And she went, no. I said, I wouldn't bother if I were you. And she goes, why? I said, because they get married. She has two kids. She ends up with a baggy fanny and he goes nowhere near her ever again. And she went, you've ruined it for me now.
Was that during the gig or after?
After.
Oh, yeah. Was it? Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
And that is basically what does happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gets married and has two kids. I don't know a bit about the baggy fanny, but it's actually quite funny at the time.
Did you watch the films?
No.
No?
No.
No, why?
That's a good point. I don't know, actually. The book's that bad.
I'm a very, very fast... rejuvenate your bit.
I suppose I could, couldn't I? Because I'm a very fast reader. And I literally... I'm quite good at scanning. You know when you're reading and you just scan. So every time it got to the sex bit...
Trousers off.
Yeah, well, her breath hitched. Every sex scene starts with, my breath hitched.
Oh.
I know. And then it's just like, and then it's sex. So I could literally scan through those pages. So I've sort of got the storyline.
Yeah.
I could literally scan the book in about 2 hours right. and know the whole book.
Because you don't need the sex bit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, interesting.
So every time her breath hitched and she smashes into 1,000 pieces, that happens a lot. Do you find as well, though, when you do new material, you can do, I've got another bit that I'm doing about the both. The Duckworth scale. Have you heard of the Duckworth scale? Not the cricket scale.
No.
It's the Duckworth scale, right?
I don't know anything you're talking about today. It's quite embarrassing. I'm not educated well, enough in
no,
this
no,
stuff.
No. I only was...
The Duckworths?
Duckworth.
The Duckworth. Like Vera Duckworth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So there's one where a really weird... the Duckworth scale they use in cricket to work out calculation if it's raining or not and they have to cancel the game. It's not that. Because when you talk about it, everybody goes, ooh, Duckworth scale. So some cricket fans know it. A lot of people don't know it. It's the probability of what you're going to die from.
Oh.
So if you go from naught is complete safety.
Yes.
And then 8 is like, you're definitely going to die if you do that.
Right, okay.
So I'm trying
it's
to
specific
write...
to the person, or is this just a generic
this is
scale?
This just a generic scale. So naught is safety.
Okay.
So then I think 0.3 is like a 100-mile, single 100-mile... trip on a train.
Yes, right.
And I go, well, not nowadays because the trains are never running.
Yeah.
And so I like go through it like that. And then, so I've recorded it, I've done it as new material. And it sort of builds up. So you've got, I think, something like 3.6 is rock climbing, 4.6 is murder.
Murder? If you murder someone?
No, you're on the scale, being murdered is like 4.6.
Right.
5.5. He's vacuuming, hoovering and walking down the street. So you're more likely to die from hoovering than you are to be murdered.
That's so funny. But I guess that's just because it's more common, isn't it?
Well, that's
more
it.
More commonly done.
Yeah. And then I think I get up to... So I've got all these little phrases, little jokes. So I announce it and then I put...
And then you add the joke.
Add the joke in.
It's a nice structure to a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good structure. I need to learn it. And also as well, I need... Because I've done it a couple of times, but people laugh at different parts of it.
How are you going into it? Are you going into it... Because I'm thinking if you go in with an angle of add some emotion to it, like I'm worried about dying or something like that.
Yeah, well, I kind of thought the way I've been doing it is like, since lockdown, I've been thinking about my mortality. So yeah. It is a bit dark.
Yeah.
Maybe if I could, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? How to get into things.
Because are they laughing at the ridiculousness that you're going into this much depth looking into these things?
They could be, actually. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Because the last one, right, so number, I think 7 is Russian roulette with one bullet in the gun.
Okay, yeah.
So I say to an audience member, where would you like to go, 1st or 6th? And they normally go first.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I'll go 7th. And then the last bit.
Because 7th, you know either someone's dead already. Or you're definitely...
Well, no, number 7, there's only 6 chambers in the gun.
Oh, that's the joke.
That's a joke.
Right, that's something I was being thick then. So do you say anything about that at the beginning? About how many chambers there are in the gun?
No, maybe I should.
Do people know that? I think maybe I've left my brain in the car. I don't know anything you're talking about today. That's funny. Cool. I mean, I don't think I would. I don't think I'd ever think about that.
No, maybe.
But now you're
saying
it, 6 chambers in a gun makes sense. To
yeah,
me. But
maybe.
But I wouldn't know it enough to get the
maybe,
joke.
Maybe. Yeah, I could go 6 chambers in the gun, 1 bullet. Where would you go? Yeah, maybe I should do it.
But
like
then,
that.
Does that feel like that's too on the nose?
Exactly. I'm giving it away, aren't I?
Maybe.
Yeah, but then the last one, so 8, is jumping off the Eiffel Tower.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah, look it up. Russian roulette with 6 bullets and lying in front of the Flying Scotsman.
Russian roulette with 6 bullets?
Yeah, so there's 6, so all the chambers.
So why is it 7? 7's the highest.
No, 6 the highest.
No, 7, the scale, in the scale.
Oh, no, 1 to 8.
It's 1 to 8?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was 1, okay, with you, okay. But surely 6, Russian roulette with 6
Can you
bullets,
see why it doesn't work?
Surely, I'm enjoying talking about it. The 6 bullets must be 8, because you're definitely going to die,
aren't
you?
Yeah, so it is.
I thought
8.
You said it was 7.
No, so 7 was with 1 bullet.
Okay.
Or 7 something. I think I've probably got the scale wrong.
Okay, yeah.
You put me on the spot.
But that's
here.
Definitely the...
So the highest, yes. Right? Is jumping off the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Russian roulette with 6 bullets.
Yeah.
And lying in front of the Flying Scotsman.
Okay, yeah.
And then I've got a joke about I'd go for lying in front of the Flying Scotsman because you're just probably going to get hit with a stray bollock when his kilt goes up.
Yeah.
Ha ha. And then I said, obviously, it's a train in Scotland because in England, you're more likely to die in front of the replacement bus service.
That's good. Oh, that's nice. That's a nice pay.
Yeah.
Well, how's that? Have you tried these?
I've tried these. And actually, on the way here, I was listening to it. I've done it before at one gig. And they were like, But I kept tripping over my words.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to get through that.
Yeah, so I think I need to condense it into...
That's the annoying thing is, I feel like you have to really know it before you can judge whether it works
exactly.
or not.
Yeah.
But I think it should. But I mean, you could also give... Could you not go into, like... You think there should be other versions of it, like...
Yeah.
A scale of chances of catching an STI. And
oh,
then,
that's a good
and then
yeah,
go
my
through
own,
all
yeah.
the different
Yeah,
different
make some
things.
Of my own up.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Create your own thing. It could a whole nother...
Yeah, when I talk about the hoovering and the washing up and walking down the street, I say, well, that you know, in that case, they have to change the end of the... they have to change the scene in The Godfather. When Don Corleone doesn't find a horse's head, he finds a Dyson.
Okay, yeah.
It feels a bit laboured at the moment. It doesn't flow.
There's a lot of moving parts, aren't there, with it?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's one that you just need to really... New material gigs and...
Yeah, just keep...
And it, when one bit works,
tuning
you're
it.
Like, right, keep that bit.
Yeah.
And then sort of...
Yeah. Be quite ruthless with it.
But yeah, because I didn't know what that was, so you sort of have to explain the concept initially, don't you?
I sort of say it's like the Beaufort
scale. It might be
fun
if you create your own... About other things as well.
Yeah, no, I like that idea. Yeah.
What would be the most likely situation that you catch? I don't know why I'm going to STIs, but it just seems like a natural take it
chance
to the next
to be
level.
A fine thing. I'm definitely on naught with that.
Go, there we go. That's funny.
Do 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 do
Karen Bailey! Hashtag awooga to Karen Bailey. There we go. Great episode. Let us know what you think at Jokes with Mark across all social media. And if you'd like to listen to the rest of the interview, some more cracking joke-based content over on Patreon at patreon.com/jokeswithmark. You also get more from Danny and I, which we will record very shortly. You listened to the episode then, Danny, with Karen. Any thoughts on anything within the episode?
Well, you've thrown that one on me, Mark, haven't you?
Yeah.
She had some really good pieces, and I've texted you about them yesterday when I was listening
to
it.
Yeah, you liked the first piece.
Let me have to go back through the archives here now.
It was about the flashing.
Oh yeah, that story. That's it. Let me just hang on. Come on. I'm just. It is. He said there was a very funny joke. It's the Vauxhall Viva joke.
Mm.
Was he in a state of erection?
Yeah.
No, he was in a Vauxhall Viva. That's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah, she said she hadn't tried it.
No, well, I know.
Hopefully she will.
I mean, I would be all over that. Was he in a state of erection? No, he's in a Vauxhall Viva. And it's even, apparently she got told that, right? So it's a real thing.
Yeah.
But it's one of those examples there where there probably isn't anything funnier than a Vauxhall Viva, is there?
Do you think that's the funniest car?
Well, it's just, for some reason, it just
Vauxhalls are funny.
He was in a Ford Mondeo. He was in a, it wouldn't, you know.
No, but what about a K word? Because K is good for, it's meant to be the funniest letter, isn't it? So like a Kia Ceed or a Kia...
A Ford car wouldn't work, would it?
No, because cars, you can't say car.
And also really. Perverts don't drive Fords.
No.
Nor Skodas. That does narrow down the pack somewhat.
Yeah, great stuff. So, cool. Anything... That's it, I think, really, Danny.
Yeah, that's it for me, Mark. Anything more from you? Oh.
that's me that does that. That's my bit, Danny. Don't you be stepping on my toes. We haven't even told everyone about our swimming club, Danny.
Well, if that isn't impetus to sign up to Patreon, I do not know what is.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, but we'll give a little bit of a teaser. Danny Ward, Mark Simmons, and producer Joel have started their own little swimming club. More about that on Patreon. patreon.com/jokeswithmark. Thanks for listening.
Talking of states of erection.
Anything more from you, Daddy?
That's nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Daddy. Hashtag awooga, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.